This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Well, hello and welcome to an all-new Rated R Safety Show. Today is Monday, March the 2nd. Oh yeah, that is Monday, March the 2nd of 2020. Only day 62 of the year. And we only have 304 more days to go, baby. So how are you doing today? Oh yeah, I'm doing quite fantastic. I can't complain. I mean, I guess I could complain, but would anybody really care that I was complaining? Because that's what it seems like I do from time to time on the Rated R Safety Show. But that's just kind of the case of what I'm doing. Anyways, how was your weekend? Hopefully you've had some grand time over the weekend and you didn't get in too much trouble, because that's always an important thing as well. Because I try not to stay in trouble. I mean, I do get in trouble from time to time. Those things do occur. But whatever, you know, those things happen. Anyways, what is going on in your neck of the woods? As you were aware, we were tied up last week, out and about, doing some different things, changing some different segments, going into some different locations. So that's why we were not available the bulk of the week last week, unless you were following along on safetyfm.com. And if you were doing that, there was some differences of what we were doing, because we were coming across our different stations that are available. As of right now, if you are taking a listen, you could be following us on our different social media platforms, that be it anything from Facebook, LinkedIn, Mixer, YouTube, all that other kind of fun stuff, or you could be streaming us live directly on safetyfm.com as we are speaking right now, or you could be listening to us in a podcast form, which normally does occur after the fact. Now, that's neither here nor there. That's just whichever option you choose to go with.
Duh.
Anyways, that's what we got going on that side of the planet. So on today's episode, of course, we're going to do this traditional. We're going to talk a little bit about what we have going on in the world of safety. And then, of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the things that we have going on and, you know, some of the other different conversations that we like to have from time to time. Now, I do not know if there will be an overtime today. What do I mean by that? You know, going a little bit longer on the format of the video, depending if you're listening to us there. So that's an option for you if you want to do it in that format. If not, maybe we should give you the information that you came for. So let's go from there.
Listen to our host
of the Rated R Safety Show.
Self-implode on our airwaves, only on Safety FM.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
So that's what we're about, ladies and gentlemen. We're constantly talking about the news, so that's what's taking place. And of course, we have to talk about some of the major things that are due to occur over the weekend. And what are we going to start off with here? Because I know that is the question right away. So let's talk about what was going on in the U.S. So big shakeups in the 2020 contest for the Democratic nomination for president. Biden won in big way in the South Carolina. And that poor showing from Tom Steyer and Pete, or Mayor Pete, let's go that way, caused him to close up shop. More coverage will occur later as we go on. So as you are aware, if you are in the U.S., the Democratic primary has been going a little cray-cray over the weekend. And of course, tomorrow being Super Tuesday, which is a big event here in the U.S. of people actually going out and voting in one of the actual Super Tuesdays states.
Duh.
I guess that's just kind of the way that you would have to word it. Anyways. So are you out there voting? Or what are you doing? I don't know. I never like to talk about that stuff here, but it seems as of late, we have been talking about it a little bit more than normal.
Duh.
And that's just not something I really want to do. But Tough. Because we're doing it. Anyway, let's continue. New York plastic bag ban went into effect starting yesterday. So I guess it went into effect yesterday. Anyways, retailers can't put goods in plastic bags and paper bags for the cost of... Okay, so let's try that again. Retailers can't put goods in plastic bags and paper bags cost 5 cents. So if you want to get your stuff bagged and you're not using the recyclable ones, you're paying the 5 cents. It will be good for the enforcements on April the 1st. So there was time to train the shoppers to make sure they understand the change. After that, first time offenders will receive a verbal warning. And then, are you ready for this? Then $100 followed by a $500 penalty per violation. Okay. So let's make sure that we take that from the top. Plastic bags, if you put your stuff inside of it from a retailer, $100 fine, followed by a $500 fine per violation. But if you buy a paper bag, it will cost you 5 cents. Or if you buy the recycled bags, depending on where you are, I don't know how much they are in New York. Somebody might be able to tell me that. But if you pay them, if you buy them, if you do it in that format, it is going to cost you. For those bags, I think that here, I think we pay anywhere between like $2 to $5 on them, and that depends on how fancy they actually get. I don't know. I know California has had something similar to that for quite some time now. Now, I will tell you, I was out in California and I bought a whole bunch of stuff. I was at a pharmacy and the guy turns around and goes, "Do you want that bagged?" Me not knowing that that law was in effect, I looked at him and I was like, "Of course I want it bagged." Now, they did have the option of using a plastic bag. It wasn't a paper bag there. And I think they charged me like 10 cents a bag there. But hey, whatever. I needed it at the time. Probably not the best approach because I was actually traveling and wasn't thinking about carrying recyclable bags or reusable bags, however you want to look at it. Anyways, Calabasas has eclipsed Beverly Hills as the country's wealthiest neighborhood. The average household earns about $194,010, beating out the Hills for about $4,000 more a year. It's a favorite spot for celebrities who live in a more exclusive private life where the normies of the world can't afford to live or ogle at them. So, hold on real quick. This must be only in California because I could have swore that a couple of weeks ago we were having a conversation about a place right outside of the Palo Alto where the average person made about $500,000. So how is this the most exclusive county of the way? Well, hold on. Yeah, I don't know. I just look at it and go, if you have money, good for you. Yeah, we understand you don't want to live upon the normal people.
Duh.
And that's okay if that's what you're into. But you have to really sit around and brag about it? I don't know. I look at it and I go, it's kind of braggy to sit around and be like, hey, I make more money than you, so I'm going to live in a more exclusive area. And that's perfectly fine if you're going to do it. But man, do you really have to tell the whole planet that this is what you're going out there and doing and kind of bragging? I don't know. Maybe it's different. I just look at it and go, hey, if I was making tons of money, I wouldn't be sitting around going, look at me and where I am at.
Rated R Safety Show.
Sarcastic? Never.
Anyways, Texas farmer Leonard Cornelius used corn laced with pesticides in his fields to kill off pesky birds. But in the process, he inadvertently killed a federally protected bald eagle. He'll be on probation for about a year and has to pay a fine of $12,000.
Duh.
So I don't know. So you laced your stuff, dude. You killed a bald eagle. And yeah, I know it's protected, but how the hell were you going to know that that was going to happen? So did you look at it from the standpoint where you're actually protecting your crop, or do you look at it and go, now I'm screwed about this? Anyways, and how did anybody find out? I mean, I'm not saying, hey, hide your shit, but look at it and go, hey, what's going on? Because that's the other thing you have to think about. How did someone find out that he killed a bald eagle? Did he turn it in on his own? Well, what do you would have done? I don't know. I look at it and go, that's a pretty interesting scenario. Because if you do that and you kind of inform on yourself, I mean, I guess that's a good thing. But also now he's under a $12,000 fine and a year probation, which is kind of weird when you're self-reporting. And I'm not saying don't self-report, but it has made it a little bit interesting now for him. So what does the year probation consist of? That would probably be one of the main questions that I would want to understand. Because a year probation on what? So you can't kill anything else that's in danger during that time? Like, did you think that that was the plan in the first place? I don't know. Just kind of going back and forth with the conversation here. That's what we do at the Rated R Safety Show. An unofficial inventory of Jeffrey Epstein's assets indicated that he will be worth about $636.1 million. That's $636.1 million. This includes assets of at least 15 limited liability companies worth about $200 million, as well as property in the Virgin Islands worth about $90 million. So the guy did, well, commit suicide and left kind of a small fortune behind. Pretty interesting. What do you think? Should that be redistributed to some of the people that were in question about what had occurred? Or what do you think should happen? Just your opinion, of course. That's what happens when we start talking about the news here. Okay, a Kauai County Legislative Council has been charged with operating a meth trafficking ring across Hawaii. Holy monkeys, 48-year-old Arthur Braun, and 11 others are allegedly part of the scheme. Braun is also charged with providing weapons to gangs to help supply drugs. Man, oh man.
Duh.
I never know what to say when it comes to these things. So what do you think? Are you seeing more and more with these people actually having some drug issues across the board? Now, I know that this story in particular is talking about Hawaii. But I guess to an extent, depending on how you want to look at it, the guy's trying to protect his merchandise. I'm not saying he did the right thing. But isn't that interesting on how that works? Isn't that interesting that he turned around and started providing guns to these people? I don't know. It's kind of crazy how the whole thing works. I was listening to a story yesterday where a gentleman was actually talking about maybe legalizing drugs across the board, regardless of what the drug is, would probably help out. He says that he had done some case studies of other countries where everything had changed when the legalization had occurred. Now, I don't know. How do you look at it? What do you think about when you hear something like that? Do you look at it and go, well, that could be some crazy stuff if we decided to do that? Or does it? You look at it and go, if we did this, this might help some areas, but also at the same time, you have to look at it that if we do this, how do you do it? Do you legalize it, but it's only in a certain area that you can be during the times that you are high? And then how legalized does that really make it? I don't know. That's probably a whole other conversation. Maybe we should start having some of those conversations, you know, in some other areas of the country that are a little bit more progressive as we're talking here. Anyways, this continues. Astronomers have detected yet another mysterious shiny object in orbit around Earth on the heels of a small mini moon space rock that has been circling the globe for roughly about 3 weeks now. Experts say that celestial specks could be anything from space debris to dying satellites or even another space rock. And I know we talk about space all the time, but I always find it so interesting, the different things that are out there. Now, who knows what this is? But you have to sit back and question for a moment. Why did we just start Space Force? And I'm not trying to be, giving you a conspiracy theory or anything to that extent.
Duh.
But I'm also trying to say, hey, why did this all of a sudden just get generated out of the blue? What was the reasoning? What was the purpose? What do we not know? I know it sounds a little creepy when you say it like that, right? What do we not know? But anyways, there had to be a reason for it. I mean, you're investing millions of dollars, potentially billions, to get this thing started. What's the purpose? Why did we start it? How do you sign up? That's the other thing. Anyways, conservative billionaire Paul Singer is taking on Twitter. Yes, you heard me correctly. His investment firm, Elliott Management, has brought billions of dollars to stake in the social media platform. Singer is likely to take on Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, who is running both Twitter and online transaction app Square. Elliott Management may push for new management to help bolster stock and growth on the platform. So what do you think there? Do you think there's going to be some competitiveness there? Now, if you're taking a look at it, were you aware that Twitter and Square was handled by the same person? And you know what I'm talking about when I say Square. Square first came out as something that you could actually install into your phone. I think it was inside of the phone jack, like the headphone jack. And you could actually run a credit card. Now it's actually so updated where you can actually just run a credit card directly off of it. And it gives you the opportunity of course, you're being charged a percentage and I think a fee to be able to do it. And that gives you the opportunity of running something. But also, they also have Twitter. Now you are aware Twitter is everywhere. Is that a social media platform that you actually use? And I believe they also own Periscope, which I know Periscope's more of a video format. And I don't know. Some people seem to love the video aspect of things. Some people hate it. I don't know. I look at it and I go, hey, it's an option that's available. You don't have to use it if you don't. But what do you think that Elliott Management is going to be able to do? What kind of rivalry competition, what are they going to push forward? Are they going to start their own platform? I mean, there's so many freaking different platforms out there now. I mean, you take a look around. Every time you look, there seems to be something new starting up. Or there turns around and there's somebody who's on a platformer and turns around and says, okay, well, this platform didn't work. We're going to change it. And now we're going to try something else. Now, I don't know. Hey, I use some different ones in my personal life outside of the ones that I use professionally. And I take a look at it and go, hey, these things work for what I'm trying to accomplish. And some of them just suck. And I might be on it one or two times a month. And then that's it. I remember for the longest time, Snapchat was like taking off. And then all of a sudden, I've kind of not heard a lot about it. And TikTok seems to be one that's populating quite a bit. Now, I don't know. You know, when you come to the party, some people say, hey, everyone's a little bit different. You know, Instagram is pictures, Facebook. A lot of people say, hey, that's more kind of like my family chat there. So it just really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. What do you think this new platform might be? And who even knows if it's a platform? It could just be another app that you can actually use money on. I don't know. Who knows? Can somebody give me an answer, please?
Duh.
So that's what you have to start thinking about, because those are the different things.
This show is almost as enjoyable as hearing the sound of the toilet flush.
Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
So let's continue. A test of SpaceX's forthcoming Starship rocket ended in an explosion over the weekend in Texas. It is believed that the fuel tank exploded during a pressure test. No word yet on if there was any casualties. So what do you think about all that kind of stuff? Because I look at it and I go, okay, this is a little bit different. This is a little bit crazy. Now, I know that a lot of people are going out there and saying, hey, listen, we want to be the first ones to get to space, and we want to be the first ones to be able to take people up there. Is that going to be something that you're going to want to do? Is that going to be something that you want to be within the first, I don't know, hundreds, thousands, whatever, to do it? I think it's a little scary. And I'm not going to say, hey, I always side on the side of caution and all that other kind of fun stuff, because that's easy to say.
Duh.
But also at the same time, too, I look at it and I go, it's going to be one of those risks that you have to take right out of the bat as you do it, because nobody has tested this. And here's a perfect example. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that SpaceX did anything wrong. And of course, they're saying that there's no, you know, there's no word on injuries or casualties as we speak. But this is something you have to give some thought to as we move forward with this, because who knows what the hell is going to happen? I don't know. I remember when I was a kid, the whole Challenger thing. Still, I mean, it still plays an effect to my memories as a child on when that occurred. Anyways, let's continue. Two men from Washington State are dead from the coronavirus. A man in his 50s in the suburbs of Seattle has died from the coronavirus, making the first stateside casualty from the illness. Late Sunday night, another man in his 70s was confirmed to have died. As of Sunday, the Department of Health and Human Services is monitoring 23 confirmed cases. At least two of these have traced back to travel out of the country. So what are you thinking here? So are you looking at it and are you going, hey, I'm not going to travel outside of the country now because this coronavirus thing is popping up all over the place. Now, we're finally seeing it stateside, and I don't mean that in a good way, but we're seeing it. Where are you starting to question some of your traveling? Now, I will tell you, I was traveling last week, but I was only in the States. And there was people with surgical masks on all over the place. So when you start taking a look at this, do you go, I'm not going to travel outside of the U.S.? Or is that just public paranoia on what's going on? I don't know. I look at it and go, there's so many different things on the way that you can look at this. And I'm not all about scare tactics, even though sometimes it could be fun. And I'm not saying that this is the case, but we're already now starting to see this. And I was looking at a map earlier this morning, and there's several confirmed cases already in the U.S. of this going on, and they vary from state to state on what's happening. So how are you looking at it? Where do you start outlining the risk? And I'll tell you, I was looking at the different social media platforms inside of the safety space, because, of course, that is what we speak about here.
Duh.
And there's a lot of information out there of what's going on with the coronavirus. I look at it, I go like this. We have such limited information about it. How do you know exactly what to do? Because, you know, coronavirus, based on the research that I've been able to do so far, is normally something you would find inside of an animal. So, of course, now seeing it in the human interactions has been quite interesting. Now, if you're watching the news, they've been saying a lot that there's a vaccine that's being worked on. Now, a few weeks ago, we were having a conversation about human trials. How quick would that actually go through the process? Because people all normally say that this takes years to go through. So how do you look at it now? Does this particular thing change? And do we look at it and go, okay, we're going to push it to human trials a lot quicker because of what's going on? And who's going to be the first one to try it? I mean, what are we testing this on? Are we ever going to just say, hey, we're going to move forward with this and not know 100% what exactly is going on as we do it? I mean, when do you determine human trials? Or do you infect a whole bunch of mice and then say, okay, we're moving forward? I don't know, a lot of things to think about there, because there's so many different things that can happen. What are you thinking about this whole thing? How have you looked at this particular segment? Has it changed anything that you're doing on a day in and day out basis? Because I look at it and I go, okay, I know that I stay locked up sometimes, not all the time. And it's kind of changed the way that I look at certain things, but it hasn't changed everything. It hasn't changed everything that I'm doing, but it's making me question some of the information that I've got going on. It's kind of funny that I have somebody calling me right now in the middle of the show, because that's normally what happens, because that's just what would happen. So apologize about the ringing. Not what I meant to occur, but of course it happened. So too late now. Anyways, let's go back to a little bit more of the news. Anyways, no winner for Friday night's Mega Million drawing. Tuesday's drawing will be for $65 million jackpot or $48.6 million cash payout. No winner for Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday's drawing will be for $90 million jackpot or $67 million cash payout. I've said it once before, and I'll say it one more time. If you do win, give me a call. Let's have a conversation. Not that I want you to invest anything that I'm going to say that I would gain money from, but I have some ideas of what you can do. Really, some very interesting ideas, and nothing related to me, just in case, because some people always ask that. Anyways, let's give you the top five over the weekend box office that occurred. Bad Boys for Life, $4.3 million, down from the number four spot, currently at number five. My Hero Academia, Heroes Rising, $5.1 million. That was new to the theater over the week. The Call of the Wild, $13.2 million, down from the number two spot. Well, that's a big jump between four and three, that's for sure. Sonic the Hedgehog, $16 million, down from the number one spot. And then are you ready for this? The Invisible Man, brand new to the movie theater this week, $29 million. What do you think? Is it something that you find interesting? Or is it something that you go, wow, The Invisible Man? What exactly is the movie about? Is it a remake from the old stuff? I don't know. I think it is. Does anybody know? Can somebody tell me inside of the chat room? Because I always wonder about that stuff. I really need to keep up with movies a little bit more. I used to be like a movie buff. I used to go all the time, but that doesn't matter. That's not important.
Duh.
Anyways, let's continue. Let me tell you this little news story. I will tell you, I like to listen to a lot of Maroon 5. I don't know why, I just do. I listen to some heavier stuff, but Maroon 5 in particular, I really like, even though they're not heavy, some of the word contents inside of some of their stuff. I always find it pretty interesting on how they pull it off. So let me tell you this. Adam Levine is apologizing after an unprofessional behavior at his band's recent concert. The Maroon 5 frontman spoke on Instagram about their highly criticized performance in Chile. And it says Chile Viña del Mar International Song Festival last week. In the clip, Levine addressed some of the negative reactions of the show, explaining that it was not his best performance due to technical difficulties. He told the followers that he wanted to sound good for the crowd, and his frustration got the better of him, and that he is sorry. Now, I'm not sure if they're going to do something to try to make it up to the people in Chile that were there, because that's going to be one of those technical difficult things to kind of follow up on, because that's always the case. So that's something that you have to think about right away. Anyways, just kind of keep that in mind as we're moving forward here. And let me continue on. So I know that a lot of the safety professionals that I interact with are normally telling me that they love professional sports. Have you been looking at some of the things that are going on in ESPN? So let's talk about it just for a moment. ESPN wants Peyton Manning. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Disney initially wanted Tony Romo as their lead analyst for Monday Night Football. But after his $17 million multi-year contract with CBS, they will now offer the big money to Manning. The reason the former QB didn't consider the gig before, now he didn't want to call games involving his brother Eli Manning. Now Eli Manning has retired, so that hurdle is cleared. So, would you be interested in hearing Peyton Manning calling some of the football games? Now, I have to tell you, there are some safety professionals that just really love watching football and professional sports. But I've also talked to some safety professionals that have turned around and told me that they could give two craps about professional football because of the head injury side point of it. So what are you thinking? Is that important to you? Or is it not important? I don't know. I'm just giving the information that I find in the news. So that's something to think about here, because that's what we're talking about. Anyways, let's talk about the days of the year today that you can celebrate. Fun facts about your name day. International Rescue a Cat Day. National Read Across America Day. Old Stuff Day. National Banana Cream Pie Day. World Teen Mental Wellness Day. So those are some of them are kind of important days that you can celebrate, and some of them are, well, kind of hokey. But it did talk about the World Teen Mental Wellness Day, and that's important. I mean, I'm not saying the other days are not, but that's important. And maybe that's some of the conversations that you have today with some of the people that are available to you, and you have the conversation about mental health. Because I think, and I think about this a lot, that we have people that are affected by mental health, but we don't have the conversation. We don't have the discussion. And I think that when you start looking at the younger demo in particular, it's something that we need to make sure that we actually do. And we need to have these conversations, because we tend to forget from time to time how some of these younger demographic people don't have the understanding of what's going on. And I know that this is not normally what we talk about here at the Rated R Safety Show. But we also have to have in consideration some of these things that are taking place. And I'm going to tell you how important this is. I think mental health is a conversation that some of us tend to avoid, but we need to start having it a little bit more often than what we're doing now. Don't know why I decided to go on that particular rant, but I want to make sure that people know that it's important. Anyways, there's this company. Oh, I'm wearing a shirt today. Now, it was not planned this way. That's called To Write Love on Her Arms, TWLOHA.com. And they have a lot of information that covers stuff related to mental health. So if you're looking for someone to assist you, a program, something along those lines, and you don't know where to start, To Write Love on Her Arms, go to the website. They'll be able to help you out. I'll put something inside of the link of the actual episode here if you're listening to us on the podcast format. And I'll even put something on the video format if you're watching us there. Anyways, this has been the Rated R Safety Show. I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you. Mean it. Bye.
Duh.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.